I was at a rave the other night in Linwood, and I swallowed my tongue before the MDMA capsule dissolved in the smart drink when this well-groomed computer software designer asked me the same question. He at first appeared to be a shareholder in the Portland Trailblazers organization and was trying to peddle me a skybox at the baseline across from the visitors' bench in their new arena. Then he pulled out a milkshake from up his butt and chugged it and said that he lost his bank account on last year's ALCS. So I got fed up with his display and kicked the poor soul in the kneecap, and as he fell over, his legs buckled and his skull was a-twitching and a-shaking like the Sears Tower. And then I suddenly realized that this Manchester-worshipping dildo was the original drummer for Big Black.
If for any other reason is my basic reason to entry, and in due time the mystery that seems to cloud initial causes will be cleared up, and unfortunately for you, it will then be way too late to change your final destiny.
Plager, Bob and Barclay. Need I say more, or is it before your time, Buckshot? Well, the 70s never did happen, but let's pretend that it did. Now let's interview about 100,000 cattle in Colorado and New Mexico and ask them why the sheep brain rot vaccine was chosen over the cattle bovine serum for the tip of the AIDS syringe. And now let's just figure that almost everyone you and I have ever met should have their tongues removed. What do you say to that, Zenith Glow? As far as an update on AIDS is concerned, AIDS was developed by the Navy in 1972. The specific doctor that developed it was a doctor by the name of R.M. Donner. The initial AIDS research was financed by Congress July 1, 1969, and that's when they had the hearings. And it was chaired by Robert Sykes. This testimony revealed exactly what they wanted, a biological virus for which there was no known immunity. They finally got it developed in 1972 and started doing experiments. The biggest experiment was in 77-78 when they released it in Africa, which is now pretty much 100% infected. In the United States in 78-79, AIDS was released to the white male homosexual population through the hepatitis B vaccine. The reason they wanted to start with the white male homosexual population was that they wanted to get it to spread very quickly, and they thought that people would not worry about it if they thought that only drug abusers or homosexuals were involved. That's what happened. The Navy goal was to infect 75% of the world's population by April of 91, which didn't actually happen. Fortunately, huh? Those are from top classified government documents. What's interesting is that by the present rate of infection, 75% of the population were not infected by the April 91 target. So what we're looking at is other ways the government may have of spreading the disease. I'm kind of happy I don't live in California where those helicopters are flying up and down spraying for the medfly. One current hypothesis is that from the available evidence, it appears that the extra biological entities are trying to regenerate their own species at our expense. They have apparently suffered either some kind of nuclear holocaust, or they may be on the backside of a bell-shaped evolutionary curve where, in essence, they are devolving instead of evolving. In any case, according to several autopsies of aliens that have leaked out, the EBEs have an atrophied digestive system and other physical problems. This would account for their attempt to crossbreed with us as outlined in Intruders by Bud Hopkins. That's a detailed study of an Indianapolis woman who, over several years, produces 7 crossbreed alien children, none of whom she was allowed to keep. Not that she even wanted to. But whatever the answer, these facts are indisputable. The extent and number of persons reported missing every year is a closely guarded government secret. Since 1980, at least 20,000 children have been reported missing each year. Cattle mutilations, over 14,000 since 1973, are regarded officially by the government as a hoax. Human abductions are officially regarded by the government as a hoax. The latest poll shows that 88% of all Americans believe that intelligent life on other planets is probable, and that over 20 million Americans have seen what they believe to be a UFO. but the U.S. government officially dismisses flying saucers as a hoax.